University has banned students from ordering takeout. Penalties such as cutting off electricity will ensue if food delivery is found in dormitories. And what's also maybe even more controversial is that any student that reports on a fellow student for a violation will receive 500 yuan as a reward. So, what's going on exactly here?
Yeah, imagine, this notice being released by the Dalian University of Finance and Economics recently saying that kids, there's just too much trash piling up at the dormitory because you got to have your takeout, so we don't want it around anymore. On top of that, anyone that breaks the rule, they'll get their power cut off for 3 days. And I guess they say, hey, if you see anybody ordering any of that takeout, you report them, and we're gonna give you 500 yuan. So this is a, I guess, a serious crackdown. I mean, you can imagine now, eating is gonna become underground. You're gonna go to that spot. Someone's like, psst, did you order the noodles? Yeah, come. And this kind of thing will happen because these poor students, and we're gonna explain the plight of these poor students, but these poor students are in a situation, possibly because of the university, where eating out has become a very frequent thing they need to do.
Yes, and I have to say, this school is located in a kind of a remote area, meaning that all the food delivery happened within the campus.
Yes.
So it's just the school cafeteria delivering the food from the cafeteria to the dormitory. So nothing profitable or related in this situation. I think the school is being a little bit unreasonable, but I can't stress more is that schools can always be not reasonable. They like to make weird, fun, or sometimes irritating rules that students have to follow in certain cases, like no phone in class. That is reasonable, but no, well, I can't think of example actually, but there are weird rules, but I don't think that's necessarily a problem for students, 'cause when you're in college, think about how many rules did you actually follow.
But
But is this maybe lazy management on the university's part that so it sounds like they're trying to sort out a trash accumulation problem, or yeah.
Before we jump into this, guys, I think it's really important for our listeners to understand the university. More so, it's located on a mountain, so it's kind of isolated from other businesses, all right? Like Nu Honglin had said, when these students are ordering this takeout, it's actually coming from places managed by the university, hence why this kind of cutoff is so extreme in a way. So anyways, cafeterias and outsourced places are all pretty much owned, at least the facilities, by the university. Some of the students are the ones working as the delivery people to make money as their part-time job, so this is going to hurt them. And to really understand the kind of plight of these students, there's not enough space to have a meal inside the cafeterias provided. There's just too many students. Students have to line up for more than half an hour to get their lunch and then wait for another 20 minutes to find a place to sit down to eat. And they don't have that much time to just eat because they have to go to class. Many of them say they don't want to eat in their dormitory. Who wants a stinky dorm? Who wants to have trash piled up? Nobody likes to see trash. It's nice to go to the cafeteria when you're done with your food. You go clean off your tray, you hand it or you put it down somewhere, and it's cleaned. That's nice. I'm sure every student would prefer that, but we got to understand why the students are kind of doing this form of ordering out,
Yeah, so
eating.
it's not, I think lazy is a word that comes up a lot in my understanding of this story. And it seems like it's not that the students are being pure lazy and just want to sort of have food delivered to your mouth, but it's more about there are some practical difficulties in even getting food and eating it in a relaxed and comfortable way. Then lazy comes up again. What about the university? Isn't the university supposed to offer this very, very basic service for students to eat in their own convenience, but it doesn't seem to be doing that. So, what should the university do?
I think a better option would be hire some students to clean up the trash, because you're complaining about the trash and some students are trying to find a part-time job delivering the food. So maybe you combine those two. Instead of forbidding the food delivery service, you just simply hire someone to clean up the trash, give them the money, and allowing your students to eat.
Yeah, I had a different first take on this, and that is, you know, you say having students pick up the trash so they're basically cleaning up their own mess. But at the same time, what if the university came back at you, New Honglin, and said, it's not about the students cleaning up the trash. It's about the amount of trash. We want to, you know, stop the environment from getting bad. We want to use less of this stuff. There's already enough trash in the world. Why do our students need to create more trash from their laziness? They could easily respond with a comment like that. And what I was thinking is, if they were to respond to me with a comment like that, I would say, well, why don't you invest in recyclable products?
Exactly.
You know, so many businesses now in Beijing, I've noticed, these places where I live, where I go eat and stuff, they'll have these kind of special, almost like, not wooden, but like, I don't know what they are, these forks that you know are recyclable, some kind of container that says made out of 100% recyclable material. You know, encourage these students to start recycling. Maybe you'll create a trend. Maybe these students will go and take this lesson they learned at university and carry it on throughout their lives and become people that champion recycling and these kinds of things. Also, when you recycle, many times, you know, you'll have people come up and pick up the trash for you, because maybe these kinds of recyclable materials, they can take these things and go get money for it. So at the same time, you're getting labor for free because people are coming and picking it up, knowing that they can get maybe some money for turning it in. And at the same time, you're teaching these students that, hey, recycle, okay? Don't just like throw stuff away, but there's three different containers. Here's one for plastics, here's one for cardboard and these kinds of things, and here's one for, you know, something else, glass type things maybe. And these students will learn how to be, I mean, like recycling citizens of the world.
Yeah, that's totally a great point. And one more, well, different aspect I want to just say is that to the teachers and the dormitory staff, that is, sometimes youth is partly about being rogue and just breaking the rules, and that is fun. That is a fun thing for students to do, and that is partly. I think it's a unique experience for students, for kids. So maybe sometimes we need to find a balance point between letting them learn how to follow the rules,
yeah,
and also learn how to take advantage, take challenges and take adventures. And that sometimes maybe you can lift your 3 centimeters high in order to also follow the rules but not kill someone on the other side.
Yeah, and you know, this kind of system of having people rat on each other and students losing electrical power, like what if, I imagine students share a dormitory, right? What if one guy messes up, you know, he was starving one night, I couldn't blame him. We've all been there, we've all ordered food. He's like, man, I caved, I was so hungry. I had to study for a test, but I couldn't study because all I could think about was food. Everybody knows when you're starving, the only thing your mind constantly throws in front of your face is food, food. How can you study for a test that's coming up tomorrow? This guy's probably like, man, I need to pass this test. I'm sorry, guys, our electricity's out. The other guy's like, well, I got to finish this paper, and now I have to go to the library, and it's going to close in 10 minutes. This is just creating an environment that is not where students can study effectively. I mean, when you're starving, you can't focus on your studies because all you can think about is food. Trust me, I've been there. I've starved myself for diets and these kinds of things. And I know all I dream about food. I was just telling New Honglin, you know,
yeah.
I had a dream about food last night. But, you know, these kinds of things also, you know, one student paying all these students paying for one student's mistake, where it's something as harmless as just wanting to eat.
Yes, is it as harmless as wanting to eat, or is it breaking a rule? And if it's breaking a rule, then
yeah,
often penalties will ensue. And the problem here, I think, is this rule
worthwhile one,
No, it's
a rightful
ridiculous.
one, and that is up for debate. And further, with this kind of behavior that's encouraged by the university, that is pretty much buying students who want to rat on their fellow roommates, pretty much. For that information, what kind of behavior is the university encouraging? It doesn't seem to be encouraging a very trustworthy kind of you can rely on each other kind of brotherhood or sisterhood type of culture. But what it seems to be encouraging is for money, you should... Is it rat out or whistleblow on your fellow student? Depends on how you look at it.
I think it's creating an... I don't even think this is open for discussion. I think it's creating an office campus culture. These students need food to be able to study. They need electricity to be able to take advantage of things like internet and research and these kind of things. When you create this kind of system, you can put rules on it. You can say the name rule or the word rule, but it's a ridiculous rule. And this kind of rule is violating these students' rights to get food and to have an equal chance at studying the same as other kids at other universities. It's not fair. So that being said, I think an incentive program needs to be either be created to say, hey, students, just like maybe what Nuhong Lin had suggested, clean up your own mess. We don't want to see it. If it's about the mess, you know, then it's not a problem. Then you get penalized if you're not cleaning up your own mess. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Also, I think recycling, using recyclable materials, I think that's a good initiative.
Yeah, we talked about the ratting others out issue, but I think if you really did that, if you really earned the 500 yuan, you will have no social life. So think about that. Or those...
True.
Well, usually these dormitories have four to six people staying in one dormitory. And if let's say the five other guys collude with that one guy and report on that one
sneaky
guy, and then that's like 5 times 500, so 2,500 yuan.
Now you're making a business out of
this,
Yang.
And then the six of them can share that money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, brotherhood.
We don't condone this on
enforce that bond. Yes, and also I think certainly having recycling facilities is and also promoting that idea is very good. But I think in this context, it would be more useful to not create so much garbage in the first place. And it's actually easy to do. The school should have gone after the cafeteria in not allowing delivery, maybe, or not allowing containers to be given out to people.
Yeah.
But it seems like the university is doing such a poor job in managing that facility that it's choosing the students. That's probably the easier party in all of this to manage, as students don't have much of a say. So I think here, what's a deeper reason that is exposed is that poor management of this university and taking advantage of its students is something that needs to be changed. And that is, to me, the deeper reason of all of this happening. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yohong Lin.